Governor Doyle this week issued an executive order that grandfathers in almost all the piers built in Wisconsin before February 2004. He says he wanted to preserve a compromise between his office and legislative leaders, and doesn't plan to sign a bill that he says would break that deal. But several Republican legislators say Doyle's executive order doesn't have the rule of law. Neil Kedzie chairs the Senate Natural Resources Committee. He says he worries the DNR would ignore the order.
It's telling you to use particular guidelines, as in this particular case were outlined in the bill and parts of the rule that we've been working on. But again, since it's not codified into statute, it leaves certain parts of enforcement open for interpretation. And that's where we have problems.
Kedzie argues many pier owners are confused about what to expect this spring and summer. But Doyle spokesperson Dan Lystico says there's no reason for confusion.
Well, an executive order does have the force of law. That's what an executive order is. The fact is that the legislature reneged on the deal that they negotiated with the business community, with property owners, and with the governor. And the governor is simply directing DNR to go ahead and enforce that deal so that property owners this summer can have some certainty that the DNR is not going to come and take their piers away.
Lystico says Doyle's order spells out the sizes and types of piers that might be limited. The governor says he's mainly trying to control the growth of long and wide so-called party piers that could damage aquatic vegetation. The DNR claims the order would affect no more than about 1,000 piers around the state, possibly making owners of those piers get a state permit. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.